password access code 648568.
We're going to get to the lesson. It is of agape love. And whoever has had the lesson in front of them, can someone begin to read?
Yes, I can.
Amen.
So, it says, 1 John, the 4th chapter, says
yes.
Love is mentioned 27 times, and it shows 2 plus 7 equals 9.
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, charity, or agape, is mentioned 9 times, which contains the 9 fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22.
Yes.
And in Luke 1:42, it says, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, because the woman carries the child for 9 months.
For 9 months, yes.
Yes. It says, agape love is seeing the answer and sharing it with whomever is seeing or experiencing a problem. Agape love is seeing the answer and sharing that with whoever is seeing or experiencing a problem.
Yes.
Agape love is never judgmental and is eternally patient with anything that must be learned.
Yes.
Agape love is totally without demand or requirement. Agape love is total truth in that it does not change. No matter what
truth. And it does not change.
Does not change.
Okay.
No matter what appears to change around it.
No matter what appears to change around it. So in any circumstance, agape love doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
The circumstances may change, but agape love never changes.
It's like the Lord's love for us, which is agape. God is agape. He
God is love,
yes. Yes, he never changes.
Okay, all right.
And it says, agape love knows not of time, since time does not exist in heaven. Agape love is unconditional forgiveness for any event, because agape love transcends the concept of needing forgiveness, in that it knows we are simply misguided, and therefore our actions are not held against us in the first place.
Wait a minute, hold up. Could you read that one more time?
Yes, I can. I was going to ask if I could. It says,
okay.
Agape love is unconditional forgiveness.
Unconditional forgiveness.
Yes, for any event, because agape love transcends the concept of needing forgiveness.
Okay.
And that it knows we are simply misguided, and therefore our actions are not held against us in the first place.
Then my question is, if that's the kind of love that God has for us, and that's
is
the kind of love that we're supposed to have for others,
yes.
Then
yes.
That statement right there should apply in those situations when we have misunderstandings or something happens between you, a coworker, a family member, a friend, a passerby, somebody in the store. That should apply there. And a lot of times that doesn't apply.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and this, you know, unfortunately, we've been taught to, should I say, judge people who doesn't walk according to the way that we're walking.
And, or what, according to what we believe, right?
Yes, exactly, and then you, it's a lot of condemnation that's thrown on a person who even makes mistakes.
Right.
You hear that going to bust hell wide open, you know, and things of that nature. And
right.
But this here agape saying that it transcends
the concept of needing forgiveness.
The concept of needing forgiveness.
And that it knows we are simply misguided, and therefore
yes.
our actions are not held against us in the first place.
Yes. Wow. That's...
So our actions are not even...
So that's the attitude or the understanding we need to adopt in our spiritual walk, to know that when someone does something that offends us or whatever...
Yes.
That's where being a doer and not a hearer only applies.
Yes.
And also it shows about how the Lord is with us. Like a lot of people want to say, well, the Lord will not do this and not do that because you've done this. Well, it says
uh-huh.
here that agape love transcends the concept of needing forgiveness.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when you're in Christ...
He understands. See, that's what the understanding... Right. That's what the understanding is. It's a part of it. You know, when
that's
God understands we are just flesh, and that the struggles that we have with our flesh,
right.
Then that's what agape love is. Well, God is love. So that's, you know, he understands our struggles.
Right.
And he doesn't hold it
against us. And that's
yeah.
how he can rank people. A lot of people get upset. And how is it that this person is doing all this evil and all this wickedness, and the Lord still, and they're still being blessed? Well, it says right here, he doesn't hold it against them. He says
no.
Because his love transcends the concept of needing forgiveness.
Yeah. So God not looks at us as babies. Like a baby does something wrong, we don't hold that against the baby because the baby doesn't know any better. Yeah.
Right.
So we're not going to, we may scold the baby out of our fear for their safety and stuff like that so they don't do something again, but it's not out of anger or anything, it's out of love.
Yeah.
The love to protect, keep them safe
mm-hmm.
from
yeah.
harm and danger. Right.
Do you want me to continue?
Sorry.
Van?
Is I'm here?
Oh, no, she actually did you want her to continue?
Yes, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. Like frightened children running through a dark forest,
mm-hmm.
we act irrationally and do
yes.
things out of our fear and panic. Agape love knows this and seeks only to help us resolve our fears so that we can see clearly once again and return to full communication with our Creator.
That's true. Read that one more time.
It says, like frightened children running through a dark forest,
uh-huh.
we act irrationally and doing things out of fear and panic. Agape love, who is God, knows this and sees only to help us resolve our fears so that we can see clearly once again and return to full communication with our Creator.
Amen. That's true. And we do things out of what? Panic and fear.
Panic and fear. Yes.
We do.
It says, and here's the question, what is agape love? And here's the answer. The Greek word agape is often translated love in the New Testament.
Yeah.
How is agape love different from other types of love? The essence of agape love is self-sacrifice.
Go ahead.
Unlike our English word love, agape is not used in the Bible to refer to a romantic or sexual love, nor does it refer to close friendship or brotherly love, for which the Greek word philia is used. Nor does agape mean charity, term which the King James translators carried over from the Latin. Agape love is unique and is distinguished by its nature and character. Agape love, which is of and from God, whose very nature is love himself. The Apostle John...
Love itself.
Yes. The Apostle John affirms this in 1 John 4:8. This is one of the first ones, so I didn't... Do you want me to pull that up and read it? Or 1 John 4:8?
Yes, go ahead. Yes. Read that.
Okay, let me pull up. And 1 John 4:8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love."
Read that again.
"He that loveth not
loveth not."
Yeah, loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And that love that's mentioned there is agape.
So if we don't love, then we don't know God. Because God,
we don't know
God.
Yes. That's what it said. And the
how many people do they have a relationship with God, but yet don't even love anyone?
Well, I wouldn't say they don't love anyone. They don't love everyone.
Well, they don't love with agape, should I say that?
They don't love with agape.
Exactly. They love with conditions.
Yeah.
And yeah, the word knoweth means to perceive or understand.
Mm-hmm. So this agape love supersedes cheap people away. So in other words, you know how we always say treat people the way you want to be treated, right?
Yes.
So agape love, that goes out the window because, exactly. That's where I was going with it. That's where I was going. It supersedes that.
That's what I, right.
No matter how they treat you.
Exactly.
Always going to show love.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
It says,
God does not merely love, he is love. I'm going to say himself.
What page are we on?
We are on page one, still at the bottom.
Okay. All right.
The last paragraph.
So God is love itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, what is God's love? Okay. I'm kind of love. Okay, go ahead.
Everything God does flows from his love. But it is important to remember that God's love is not a sappy, sentimental love, such as we often hear portrayed. God loves because that is his nature and the expression of his being.
And that's the expression of his being.
And that's his nature.
That's his nature.
So God wants that to become our nature.
Yes. Yeah, because remember Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect.
Yes.
You and as your Father, which is in heaven,
is perfect. Right.
Yeah.
So we have to strive to develop those characteristics that our Father has.
We have to strive to allow agape love to become our nature, right?
It is in our nature, in our makeup.
But yes.
We have the flesh, which we have the flesh which war against that. Yes.
Yes.
And so we have these feelings and the emotions. and our carnality too, as well. And so that's why God loves us with the agape love, because it supersedes our faults.
Yes.
And he understands our nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the book of Genesis, and when God says that my spirit shall not always strive with him, because he is, he says this, because he is also flesh. Because he is also flesh. And so we have to understand that our nature, like Paul said, he died daily. So you have to die to you, the will of your nature, to become what God is,
yes.
Which is agape.
Agape.
Agape. Yes.
Reading on, it says, he loves the unlovable and the unlovely us. Not because we deserve to be loved, but because it is his nature to do so. And he must be true to his nature and character. God's love is displayed most clearly at the cross, where Christ died for the unworthy creatures who were dead in trespasses and sins, as mentioned in Ephesians 2:1, which says,
yes.
And you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Not because we did anything to deserve it, but God commands his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, as in Romans 5:8. He said, I was wondering, do you have your Bible with you?
Huh?
I was wondering so I could have the scriptures ready when we get to them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have like Romans 5:8. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
Yeah.
And those are capital S's.
Yeah.
The object of agape love never does anything to merit his love. We are the undeserving recipient upon whom he lavishes that love.
Yes.
His love was demonstrated when he sent his son into the world to seek and save that which was lost, as I mentioned in Luke 19:10. It says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yes. Now, he said that which was lost. So anyone that was lost.
Anyone.
Came to seek and to save. Anyone.
Yeah, he didn't put any specifications on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it says his love was demonstrated when he sent his son into the world to seek and save that which was lost, and to provide eternal life to those he sought and saved. He paid the ultimate sacrifice for those he loved. In the same way, we are to love others sacrificially. Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan for it as an example of sacrifice for the sake of others, even for those who may care nothing at all for us, or even hate us, as the Jews did the Samaritans. Sacrificial love is not based on a feeling, but a determined act of the will.
Wait a minute, hold up. It's not based on what?
Is that sacrificial love is not based on a feeling, but a determined act of the will.
Determined act of the will.
Mm-hmm. We It has to. So that means that it's not going to come just naturally. You have to be determined to supersede the will of the flesh.
No matter how I'm feeling, no matter how bad it is, because it's self-sacrificial.
Yes.
You sacrifice self, which is,
yes,
which is your will, your way,
yes,
your understanding, your emotion, your feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a joyful resolve to put the welfare of others above our own. It is a joyful resolve not to do something begrudgingly because, oh, I have to do this, but to be joyful about doing it.
So when you love with agape, you're actually in different situations. Nisi, she said it a moment ago about when you have a conflict with a loved one or someone that in the grocery store or whatever, on the street, driving. When you love with agape and you rather love that person than to do anything that will harm them.
Yes.
Or should I say turn the other cheek?
Turn the other cheek, yeah.
So when you're doing that, you're actually dying to your will.
Yes. That's what it says. It says a determined act of the will.
Yes.
A joyful resolve to put the welfare of others above our own.
Wow.
It says, but this type of love does not come naturally to humans. That's what we just said. Because of our fallen nature, we are incapable of producing such a love.
Mm-hmm.
If we are to love as God loves, that agape, can only come from its true source.
That's right.
This is the love which has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Hold on. Through the Holy Spirit given to us when we became His children, as mentioned in Romans 5:5. And Romans 5:5 says, and the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
There it is. So you're not supposed to love. It's in actuality, it's allowing God to love that person through you.
Yes. Allowing the Spirit of God to love another individual through us. Well, that's the,
yes. Not with your love. No, it's His love.
It's His love.
It's Him.
Like it says, love one to another, having love one to another.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because that love is now in our heart, we can obey Jesus who said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. As I have loved you, so should also love one another, as mentioned in John 13:34. And John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
Yes. So we have to love one another with agape.
With agape, yes. It says, this new commandment involves loving one another as He loved us sacrificially, even to the point of death. But again, it is clear that only God can generate within us the kind of self-sacrificing love, which is the proof that we are His children. That right there, that's the proof that we're His children.
By our love.
By our love.
Did it say works? Did it say how much you read the Bible? Did it say how much you pray? Did it say how many times you go into church or the Bible study? Now, what must be displayed for the world to know that we are His children?
Agape.
It's love.
It's love, yes.
Love. Agape,
the love that we show toward one another.
That's it.
Sacrificial love.
Well, God's love.
God's love. And that's what that's what I'm trying to, you know, and when I say love, I'm talking about God's love, agape love. And that's the only way people will know.
And you know, like when we do display that love, because we all do it. People say, "Man, you know that." People are amazed at that.
Because it's foreign to
the flesh.
Yeah, because before we were even taught agape love. Tawana used to say to me, and I didn't know that's what it was. She used to say, you know. That she used to be look up to me that's not the right word that you said, but you said that you were like puzzled by how people did me wrong, how I'm able to just keep on doing things for them and forgiving them and all that before we learned about agape and forgiveness and all this kind of stuff, and it's not easy, but God said it's possible. And I didn't know
that's flesh.
Right, exactly. I didn't know that's what I was showing those people until we learned about agape love and God taught us forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it's every all of it is in forgiveness, and all of it is intertwined in love. It's all love. It's just
well, it says agape love is unconditional forgiveness.
Exactly.
For any event, because
for anything,
love.
And I mean anything.
I love that. Because is there anyone in our lives that we're still holding on grudges?
Me personally, I can say no. Not in me being aware of it. I really can't think of any person that has done me wrong, or I feel they've done me wrong, or I can say truly no. I don't have one person that I can think of, even my ex-husband's nobody that I can think of that has done something wrong to me that I feel have ill feelings about or toward.
See, the last one will really get you. Love is unconditional forgiveness.
Unconditional forgiveness, yes.
In any event, because agape love transcends the concept of needing forgiveness.
Exactly.
Yes.
In that it knows we are simply misguided, and therefore our actions are not held against us in the first place. So, when somebody do you wrong, are they? There it is.
Right.
There it is right there, see?
And like that scripture that says, how many times I have to forgive my brother? 70 times 70 or...
In a day.
In a day. Because that's what agape love is.
Yeah. Not even needing. So a lot of times when people, should I say, trespass against God, we owe me an apology. That was not right.
Yes.
But agape love is saying something different, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's saying, I love you regardless. And I'm going to do for you regardless.
You don't even have to apologize to me. Yeah. Because my love is so great, it transcends the concept of needing forgiveness.
I'm gonna look up the word transcend.
Yeah.
Transcends
of love.
Because transcend, that's the key.
Yes, it is.
That's the key.
Because, you know, we'll hold on some things.
Someone
owes us something all the time. I'm not going to talk to them because they owe me an apology. I'm not going to talk to them because they know. They're just misguided.
Yes. The word transcend means be or go beyond the range of limits.
There it is.
To surpass a person or an achievement. To go beyond the limits of.
Because it says this, that God with love is never judgmental and is eternally patient with anything that must be learned.
Yes.
So agape love is patient as well. It's not judgmental. Agape love is totally without demands or requirements.
Yes. So to say you owe me an apology because you didn't talk to me or when I called you.
Here we are demanding someone.
Yes. I didn't like the way you talked to me. You make me feel bad when you talk to me. Yes. That's not
agape. Agape love is not of the flesh, it's of the spirit.
Yes.
So you love people from your spirit, from the Holy Spirit. That's how you really can love someone unconditionally with agape love, is from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's not with your love, because our love is selfish.
Yes.
So
and our love is conditional.
And it's conditioned. And it should be unconditional. Boy, I tell you. They got to kill the flesh on this one, man.
Yes. It says here, but again, it is clear that only God can generate within us the kind of self-sacrificing love.
Yes.
Which is the proof that we are his children.
Whoa.
That's the proof that we're his children. By this we have known the love of God, because he has laid down his life for us. And we are to lay down our lives for our brother, as mentioned the first time, 3:16. And 1 John 3:16 says,
God so loved the world that he made his only begotten son.
John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Yeah.
So when we say lay down our life, he means the flesh?
Preferring one another. Preferring your brother before you. Make sure your brother has everything. Make sure your sister has everything. Preferring
before
one
you.
Another. Before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and also it says, when you know the answer, of agape love is when you know the answer, right?
Yeah.
And then you hold. I know I have an answer. I can help him, but yet a lot of times we hold things back because that person have done us wrong.
Yeah.
I can help them. I can make a phone call to do this, while this person can have their problem solved. But I ain't gonna do it because I'm mad at them.
Yes.
Or I'm not going to provide it.
Because they owe me.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Because God's love towards us, we are now able to love one another.
Yes.
Because the three types of love. There are three types of love. Eros, Philios, and Agape.
Yes.
The first one that they're going to talk about is Eros love, known as erotic love. It is based on strong feelings towards another. It usually occurs in the first stages of a man-woman romantic relationship, known as an erotic love. This love is based more on physical traits. Say a person says he has fallen in love for a woman because she looks like an angel. Or a woman falls in love for a guy because he is intelligent and has good breeding, etc. The weakness of this type of love is obvious. It's based more on self-benefit or what can benefit you rather than the other person. This is, I love you because it feels good and makes me happy loving you. See? The key word is me. When that person doesn't feel happy anymore and loving that person, he or she is led to believe that he or she has fallen out of love. Actually, there was never true love in the first place. The fact is, love by feeling alone cannot be called true love simply because they do not know each other that much yet.
So, when a man and a woman is up in the altar, and better for worse, death and all this, that's really describing agape love.
Yes.
Richard, for more, for better, for worse, for sticks in
the mouth. Yes. Unconditional, yeah.
That's describing unconditional love. That's really describing agape love. So agape. Even in the love relationship, you got to have agape love.
Yes. I read that already. Two people feel this strong emotional attraction towards one another, though they barely really know each other's personality. A person usually puts her or his best foot forward, showing only his or her good side.
Amen.
In order to be sure if true love exists, two people must know and accept each other's good and bad traits.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, they must have gone through a lot of time with each other, going through both joys and sorrows, pains and pleasures, and still end up together. A lot of sacrifice towards each other is therefore essential.
Yes.
It is love that is untested by hardship. It is love that is untested by hardship. And therefore, may or may not last in the long term. It may or may not develop into a higher form of love, Philios love. Eros love can only succeed in long term if it progresses into a higher form of love. Otherwise, it will not last.
That's true.
The romantic feeling common in Eros love is natural and an important part of a relationship between a man and a woman. Romance also plays a role in strengthening the bonds, especially at the start of a relationship. This is part of God's plan. What we need to be careful of is assuming a relationship must be real love just because it's romantic. Because all we feel is happiness. As with most anything in life, we must learn to use both our heart and mind to judge if something is real. Be careful also being in love with the concept of love itself, rather than for the person is. TV, movies, media has romanticized so much, it is often hard to see reality from fiction. You must love a person for his or her uniqueness, not because you simply want to feel the joy of being in love. Such a love is concerned more with self rather than the partner. Over-relying on pure emotion without the balance of logic is a recipe for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, filial love, a love based on friendship between two people. Give and take relationship. It is true that two lovers can start out being friends first before becoming partners. Usually are the relationships that last more long term. Friendship is the foundation of a successful relationship. This is true, whether it is marriage or boyfriend-girlfriend relationship between family members, relationship with co-workers, employer, etc. In the case of a man-woman romantic relationship, the advantage is you to get to know the other first before committing to a more serious relationship above friendship. You start out as friends, then you admire each other. Then possibly strong emotions can suddenly appear over time, and you both realize you miss each other more. It takes time, and it's patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. This is in contrast to a man-woman romantic relationship that starts out in Eros love, meaning you get attracted by physical and mental traits alone. Strong emotions start immediately. Some even say love at first sight. Though you don't even know the other person. Though you do not even know each other that much. With Eros love, we see only the other person's good side. Everything is rosy, mushy feelings of happiness, etc. Again, you cannot judge real love between two people based on strong emotions alone. Filial love is a love based on give and take, where two people benefit each other in a mutual way. One partner is still concerned with what he or she can take, but at the same time is also concerned with his or her partner's benefit and therefore gives back in return. Therefore, Filios is a higher type of love than Eros. Filios love is mutual, give and take relationship, while Eros love is a self-based form of love that is more concerned with self or self-benefit. Like Eros love, Filios love must develop into a higher form of love, the highest love of all, agape, or unconditional love. Love type number three, agape, unconditional love. The third and highest type of love is agape, or unconditional love. Agape is above filial love and Eros love. It is a love that is totally selfless, where a person gives out of love to another person, even if this act does not benefit him or her in any way. Whether the love given is returned or not, the person continues to love even without any self-benefit.
Wow.
Yes. Unconditional love that is always giving and impossible to take or be a taker. It devotes total commitment to seek your highest best, no matter how anyone may respond. This form of love is totally selfless and does not change whether the love given is returned or not. This is the original and only true form of love. Say you help out a person, even though that person hates you and curses you, or you take insults from your partner without hitting back. all the while forgiving and praying for your partner to amend his or her way. Or the same unconditional love that a mother has for her child. Her child will always be the most beautiful child in the world to her, even with the faith only a mother can love. Or the love we show our parents, taking care of them and helping them in their old age, just like they took care of us when we were young. It is done with or without benefit in return. However, the highest type of agape love is not human at all, but divine. God's unconditional love for us, his children. God's love was shown to us in the most. So God's love was shown to us the most when God the Father sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to his suffering and death on the cross for our salvation. There is no greater love than this. Jesus had no obligation to die for us. He chose to. It is his gift, his ultimate gift. He chose to die for us because he knew what would happen to us, all mankind, if he left us on our own. Without Jesus' death on the cross, mankind was just doomed to eternal damnation. No soul will be able to enter eternal life in heaven. The sins of mankind, since the first sin at Adam and Eve, have become so many and so great that no man can redeem himself by his own means alone. Even if each person suffered and died on the cross, it would not be enough to repay sin's debt to God. But only the begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, dying on the cross for us, would repay our debt to sin.
13:4-8.
It says, charity suffers long and is kind. Envious not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeth not her own. It is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. What do you get to 8, right?
So we have to understand that love is greater than what? Prophecy? Right?
Greater than our what?
It's greater than a prophecy.
Yes. And if the love that they're talking about Christ, and or the love, because God is agape. It's his character. It's who he is.
Yeah.
And Jesus. So we're returning back to you. That's how we were at first.
Yes.
Before the fall.
So we have to. Like I said the other day, do we love God with the godly love? And in the circumstances that comes our way, do we love him unconditionally?
Unconditionally.
So that's the key.
That's the key, is the unconditional part.
Do we love him unconditionally?
When we are going through our trials and our tribulations, do we still love him? And the way that we show him that we love him is by showing his spirit and keeping a right spirit. and not charging him foolishly.